letting anybody who wants to come into this country come in. That is the case what the Democrats want. They have sanctuary cities all over my state.
Excuse me, sanctuary city has nothing to do with immigration policy.
Oh, as sure as it does. If you are here illegally, we will not allow ICE or anyone else to take you away. That's what sanctuary city
means. That is not what a sanctuary city is.
Oh, really?
That's not what a sanctuary... Sure, I can tell you what it means. When it comes to enforcing immigration, that is exclusively in the purview of the United States government. Now, it tends to be the case that if you're a state official, you can collect information about whether or not a person is here legally or not. And if you want, you can turn that information over to federal authorities like Immigration and Customs Enforcement or like the Department of Homeland Security. You don't have an obligation to do so. And some cities explicitly say we won't. So a sanctuary city is just a city where if they arrest you, they're not going to do an immigration check. And if you fail, they're going to turn you over to the federal authorities. As somebody that is a conservative, who I imagine would have an appreciation for the concept of federalism, but the important protections of states' rights, because that's what we said when we threw abortion back to the states, you should champion a state deciding whether or not they would want to cooperate with a federal authority when it comes to turning somebody over for matters of deportation. But a sanctuary city does not legalize illegal immigration. It's just whether or not a city wants to cooperate with federal investigators when it comes to turning over an undocumented citizen or immigrant.
Fine. Okay, we can continue.